Wow.
What's up?
I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The WIP Afternoon Show, Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Everybody's favorite portion of the WIP Afternoon Show is now.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Now, I know no one was here last week on the top five at five to hold media members really accountable. And that's what the Worm Power Rankings does.
Yes.
For those of you who are not aware of what the Worm is, the Worm is the NovaCare Worm. Not sponsored by NovaCare. It means it's at the NovaCare facility.
Right.
And they're infiltrating certain media members to paint a narrative that I don't really view as true.
Yeah, this is no disrespect to NovaCare. We love NovaCare. It's about the NovaCare facility.
And what they do to certain media members.
So, and the idea is that the Eagles plant a worm in their brains to get them to say what they want them to say.
Correct.
And the worm sounds like this.
I'll bet.
Yes.
Jalen was great. Anyway.
He got a B.
He was great. Number five, and this is long overdue, John Ritchie.
You know what? John Ritchie might have the worm.
Just disgusting amount of worm on the morning show. You know, the camera out there speaking facts.
Yes.
Ritchie, like, I don't understand what everyone's all worked up about with the quarterback. You know, just lock in, Ritchie. Remember Halfrey? Where's that, Ritchie?
Used to be a thing, man. Halfrey.
What's the... Yeah, Ritchie. Ritchie's hard one to read. He's a hard one to read.
Like, I think he's a little bit in love. And I think it's softened him up.
In his personal life or with Jalen?
No, personal life.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It softened him right up, and now he's seeing the brighter things in life.
Well, then he should...
He's in love?
I think he's in love. And maybe... I don't think... He might need to send him a discreet package.
Yes, I was going to say, if you softened up...
Boy, do we have the thing for you. But man, Ritchie, it's just every morning.
Ritchie, yes.
I think the worm, it's smart. It's smart. You got to get the morning show.
I got an email from someone who was mad that Ritchie kept interrupting Ray when Ray Dittinger was saying that Jalen didn't play well, that John just kept interrupting him. And the guy was furious. He was like, why is John interrupting Ray when Ray is talking about Jalen Hurts?
The Godfather?
Yeah, well, it's the worm. When the worm tells you to talk, you talk.
It does take over your
body. You're right. Yeah.
You're not controlling it anymore.
Yep. Fourth in the worm power rankings goes to Dan Orlovsky, who I didn't think had the worm.
D.O.?
Yeah.
But listen, when you start blaming the coaching, that's usually when you lose me. The offense, from a passing standpoint, has looked pretty mediocre for about two seasons now. Different offensive coordinators, different this, different that. Okay?
Yeah. I can't keep up with Orlovsky. Because sometimes Orlovsky, like, I remember when he used to be hard on Jalen.
Yes.
Like, yeah, he used to be tough on Jalen.
Well, when he was hard on Jalen.
When he was a Wentz guy.
Well, he was a diehard Wentz guy.
He was a diehard Wentz guy.
That's why we love him.
Yeah.
But when he's hard on Jalen, that's when you stepped out of bounds. You were a backup. When he's when he's blaming the coaching, he's a former NFL quarterback.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I wonder if it's the worm or if he's a Twitter, he's a mentions reader.
Yeah.
I just wonder if they can harass you into changing your opinion.
Of course they can.
Yeah.
And his wife is a huge Eagles fan.
Yes.
Oh, right. She's from Plymouth Meeting or something. Yeah.
Yes. And Phillies fan, Jack, by the way.
Yeah, again.
Oh, really?
She's a huge Phillies fan, too.
I'm going to have to start asking all these little celebrities.
If you like the Phillies?
Yeah, I'm just sick of it. It's like, we get it. The Eagles.
Well, you
know?
Got Kevin Nagandi.
No, he's everyone, though.
He's both. That's what I'm saying. That's what you want, right?
Wow. I would rather have everyone than just be... You can't just be one, okay, and claim the city.
By the way, don't put Nagandi in.
Yeah, Nagandi is... Yeah, come on. Yeah,
no offense.
He's from Phoenixville. That's further away from me. I'm in Westchester.
By the way, speaking of...
My bad.
Speaking of famous fans, he only said it on the Go Birds pod, but Elliot said... No more putting Mike Trout on the big screen because he's not a Phillies player. We get it. He's from here. And Elliot also said that the game turned in a negative direction when they put Mike Trout on the screen.
It's too much Trout.
Yeah.
Slow down.
Unless he asks out.
Exactly. Yep. Slow down.
And?
Well, and that's the other thing. Yeah, how many of those people you think that are important, you know, that he knows... Are members at that golf course.
Yeah, they're all trying to get in.
Exactly.
And you guys are shameless.
And I actually already know somebody who is already in. I'm not putting him out on the air, but I know somebody who's already in.
I can already feel this coming. You are going to leave me behind. I'm going to be...
Never. That would never happen. You're my wingman.
Yeah.
We ride together.
And we're bringing Louie in Nebraska.
Now, I may have to get in first.
Sure, yep.
No, might take a year or two afterwards.
You might have to do the practice round then. Just remember who got you on a Aronimink. Anyway,
exactly. I agree.
Third on the Worm Power rankings is Nick Sirianni. Now, I know he's technically paid.
How's he a worm?
Whoa, are you kidding me? Every single the AJ thing the other day.
That was a little much.
The Jalen. He was trying to find something, and he went to the winner thing. When you go to the winner thing, you usually lose me, and you go right up the Worm Power rankings. Now, I know he's getting paid to be a worm.
Yes.
But he's that doesn't not make him not on my Worm Power rankings.
All right. You even got him three on the head coach of the team.
This doesn't miss anyone.
Supposed to be positive about everybody.
I know. Second on the Worm Power rankings is Elliot Shore Parks. Going from a C- to a B on that performance is blasphemous. It's blasphemous. Just, again, you're not a bad Eagles fan, I promise. He didn't play that well on Sunday. It was fine. It was okay. That was shameless. And that was direct from the worm into his brain.
Yeah, the only question for me with Elliot and the worm is if the lie detector couldn't figure out Elliot's brain, how is the worm penetrating it? I almost think Elliot's brain is in the worm's head or something. Like
He is diabolical, man.
Yeah,
that's some diabolical
stuff. It's a tough pain to the tough brain to penetrate. Maybe he's just an idiot.
But I don't think he is.
Yeah.
I think he's got adequate knowledge.
Yeah.
But number one on the Worm Power rankings, and I hate to do this, and again, I'm saying this with a smile, Seth Joyner.
Oh, I knew he was cool. Yes.
I mean,
it's correct.
Where's this coming from?
It's correct. Seth, people should be appreciative of the win.
Celebrate this team and what he does well. Listen, my Seth Joyner in 2017, he was miserable until the Super Bowl. Like that's my Seth.
Yeah.
That's my Seth. This, I barely even know him.
So,
can you imagine explaining the worm to Seth?
So it's two different things with Seth.
I think he'd shove us both in a locker.
There's the team performance, which I think Seth is perfectly fine with, and he'll still critique what the team does. But I think Seth believes there's too much criticism on Jalen.
Mm.
So you almost have to combat some of that. You need somebody strong in his defense out there. Now, there's only one Ike Reese.
Mm-hmm.
There was only one LTBB. That went up in flames.
It did.
Which also scarred me from ever defending any player to that level again. As long as I'm on the airwaves, that will never happen.
It's
again.
Very hard to do.
Yes.
It's dangerous.
Yes. Like
it's a dangerous game.
It is.
Again, mine was way toned down. But the Pivetta thing, I'm not backing up any bad player ever again.
That's what I'm saying, see? So I think Seth is more or less like, it's too much criticism coming his way. I got to sort of combat some of the criticism. And he feels like he's a big brother.
I hear it. I just, it does sound a little wormy.
Just a little.
Little worm.
Because here's the thing. He's rarely a worm for the Eagles.
Yes.
Yeah, that's not what I'm Seth. Saying. That's not Seth's MO.
That's why you have to wonder if someone's talking in his head.
Did they infiltrate them?
They're scared to talk to Seth.
Yes. Well, Seth, don't hit me. This hour is brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale. Receive 40% off all windows and doors through January. Call 877-GO-GUIDA or visit goguida.com. Speaking of Elliot, two quick Elliot notes. Elliot reports, and I haven't heard the audio, but A.J. Brown did not practice today. But per A.J. in the locker room after practice, A.J. Brown says, this is per Elliot, that he feels good after the game on Sunday and felt like himself out there on the field, says he didn't practice today as part of managing the injury.
Okay.
All right. And another quick Elliot note. You know how Elliot does his little graphs of which team has the advantage,
yes,
in which thing? So what Elliot does is he posts a thing with, you know, quarterback, running back, wide receiver, defensive line,
special teams
for each team. And he has a little dial that says who has the advantage. Mm-hmm. I was surprised for the Rams. It was a sliver. But he gave the Rams a sliver of advantage in the quarterback, which I'm shocked from Elliot.
Right.
And though he did give the Eagles a sliver of advantage in head coach over Sean McVay.
Stuck to his take.
Of course he did.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's like, okay, I can't put both of them ahead.
Yeah, then I look like a psychopath. And I think the only other advantage he had for the Rams was defensive line, which is fair. They have a pretty effective defensive line.
Over ours?
Yes.
Okay, I know about Verse, and Fisk is a rookie too, right?
Yeah.
Florida State kids, right?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Jared Verse from Bloomsburg.
Oh. Is he really?
Yeah.
So they do have successful athletes out of there.
Well, he did not go to Bloomsburg. He is from
Bloomsburg.
Ah.
No. Yes. Yeah.
Of course he didn't go to Bloomsburg. Yeah.
He was a first-round pick. Yes.
Yeah. Can you imagine a first-round pick out of Bloomsburg?
Bloomsburg and went somewhere else. No, Jari Evans went to Bloomsburg.
That's a Hall of Famer, Spike. How many Hall of Famers went to Syracuse?
A lot.
Arguably the greatest running back ever.
Yeah. And one of the best receivers of all time.
Yeah. Marvin Harrison.
Yeah, that's right. I knew who you were talking about. Yeah. You weren't talking about Kevin Dyson.
I don't know if you needed me to tell you who Marvin Harrison was.
215-592-9494. Okay, Andrew. You're on WIP. What's up, okay?
What it do, fans?
What it do?
Wow, you sound a little down, okay?
Wake up, okay.
Yeah, wake up.
Hey, we're getting there. So, I see, you know, we're talking about the offense, talking about Jalen, which I'm a believer in, but not enough people are giving credit and believing in our defense that can win us these games. I mean, the Rams' offense is good, but our defense is dominant. If you look at the performances, and I know that we lost teams, but no one is really, like, taking into account we have the best defense in the entire NFL.
Okay, I have to disagree with you there, and that we all agree they have the best defense in the NFL, and I think we all agree that the defense has to carry them to the Super Bowl. I think the reason we talk about the offense is because that's where the concern lies. You can only get on the air and say we have the best defense so many times, you know?
Yeah, I feel you.
Yeah.
And I was doing some research today.
Oh, boy.
I don't think our offense will be a problem because of our line. We're second in yards before contact, second in pocket time, and those two stats right there win you games. And, yeah, Jalen did not have a great game last game, but the thing is with him, he's proved before that he can make the big plays in the biggest games.
Mm.
Last year, we did not win the game. He played okay. 2 years ago, went to the Super Bowl, played great in those playoffs. And this year, the Eagles as a whole, 10th in bad throw percentage, 8 in air yards per completion. I mean, 5th in on-target percentage. Like, it's not bad, but it's, like, serviceable. And he's getting a lot of criticism. I think, yes, he does need to get the ball out. And he has plenty of pocket time to do it. I think Kellen Moore needs to step up and be on the same page with Jalen, because when they are on the same page and you can see it and the offense is flowing, the ball is getting out quick, we win ball games, and I think we're going to do exactly that on Sunday.
Jack, your thoughts?
Well, I like the breakdown of the offensive line.
Yeah,
no one's talking about how good they are.
Yep.
So appreciate that.
Yeah, I think even with all that time, we're pretty low in the league in sack rate, and that Jalen gets sacked pretty high percentage given how much he drops back. So we'll see. Okay, it seems like they're going to have to be carried by their defense to the Super Bowl, but you know, it's Philly. And
hey,
we love ourselves a tough football team.
We do, man. We want to run the football and play great defense.
That's what we want. That's what we want, okay.
You know what? Saquon's going for 125, and let's say Jalen's throwing for another two touchdowns, being consistent.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm going 150 for Saquon Sunday.
Yeah? Thanks for the call, okay.
What, yeah.
What he would have had if he ran into the end zone, what, he had 180 or?
Yeah, that would have been about it, because that was like a 60, 70 yard?
Yeah, he would have had, he went down around the 50 or the 45?
He went down, I think, as soon as he got the first down.
Yeah, yeah.
So yeah, he probably had 50, at least 50 more yards.
50 more yards.
Because he was at 120 before that run.
Okay, yeah, so it would have been 171.
No, because he ended
No, he was just over 100 before that run.
Yeah, so it probably would have been like a 165, 170.
Yeah.
Just another day.
Just another Saquon.
How has he had any games this year under 100 yards? You said he had six or something, and that feels borderline.
It was like
impossible.
The Cleveland game.
It was five or six games.
Cleveland and Pittsburgh, I know for sure.
Yes. Yeah, because the Pittsburgh game, he had 60 something, right?
Well, that's when I knew we were in trouble with the record.
Oh, right.
When he didn't. Because after that, he needed like 400 yards in three games or something, like 450 in three games.
Yeah. And I think he didn't play the fourth quarter of the Dallas game.
Yeah, so he didn't get 100 in that game because he didn't play the fourth quarter in that game. Now, you're right, yeah.
So, do you have the DeCamera sound ready there, Jack? So, Joe DeCamera said something on the morning show today that Jack found a little disturbing that we wanted to revisit.
A couple days ago, all right. Well, that's my fault. That's my fault. That's my fault, then. I haven't seen it, to
you're
be
ghosting,
honest.
Tom?
So here's the complication. It's a second phone.
You have a second phone?
I have a second phone.
He's got his burner phone.
You have a burner
phone. I have a burner.
Oh, my God.
And I need to turn that one on more often.
What are you doing, man?
It's a second phone.
So wait. You're saying you intentionally give out your burner phone number to certain people?
Hold on. Why do you have a...
So Joe has a burner phone, and he said, Jack, why did he say he had a burner phone?
Because when they were moving from the midday show to the morning show, they had midday show listeners that he wanted to text and thank them for everything that they've brought to the show.
Oh, that's very nice.
And that he didn't want to text them on his main number, though. So he bought a second burner phone.
So that's he likes the listener so much, he just doesn't want them to be able to get a hold of him.
Right.
Yeah.
So do we think that's the real reason for the burner phone?
Nah, doesn't pass my smell test.
Jack, what do you think could be going on there? That burner phone.
Well, he could be sending out tweets.
Oh. I think he's got a burner Twitter. But you could do that on the same
phone.
Yeah, you could have a bunch
I've never had two phones.
Yeah.
Yeah, nor have I. I've never had two phones.
Well, I think.
He was whacking that thing.
Really?
Oh, is that what he's using the other phone for?
Oh, you think it's a...
Yeah.
The watch Pornhub?
Oh, wow.
That's a strange guy, man. Yeah, I don't know why he has two phones. It's a burner phone. It's eventually, you're going to make a mistake with two phones.
And text the wrong person.
Eventually, that's going to happen.
Can you imagine being so worried that about your internet history that you have a whole other phone to look at stuff?
Yeah.
Jack, that would have to be a lot of, you know, X-rated material.
He does have a lot of time to himself.
He does.
Because Amy doesn't live with him, right?
No, I don't think so.
Which, quite, it's not my business.
Yeah.
Seriously, grow up. A woman loves you. What are you doing? You dating for 10 years? What are we doing here?
I give him credit. He sticks to his guns, man.
Yes.
Dude needs his space. Maybe it's extending the relationship. You could make the argument that they got together so late in life. You know, you see this sometimes when people, but like if they're, it's their second marriage or something.
Right, yeah.
So, and they're both successful and they're like, what do we need to live together for? We like our own places.
You know who's doing that?
Who?
Jeannie Buss and Jay Moore.
Oh, really? They have their own spots?
He lives downstairs from her.
Oh, really?
Yes. I think she bought a building or something, or either some sort of condo. Or some, they're literally in separate houses, but in the same building. So
okay.
Seven apartments.
Seven
but
was, condos.
She's just upstairs, like in a different condo, and he lives in the other one.
Nice.
I seen them talking about it on something.
Hmm.
That's a power move.
And she was like, well, yeah, you know, we want to spend time together. Like, we can, you know, have movie night. He can either come up here or I'll go down there.
Yeah, sleep just, over maybe.
Well, no. Oh, when the night's never, over with.
They go back.
Yes. Now, they do what they do.
Yeah.
But she says she likes she likes her space. She likes her sleep by herself and that whole thing. And, he's like, I'm a has-been actor.
Yes.
She owns the Lakers.
Yeah.
If this is what she wants to do.
Fine, I'll get my own place.
Yes. Yeah. I'm with it.
Huh.
Yep.
That's interesting.
I met Jay Moore.
Yeah, he's a cool dude.
Yeah, I don't know why the hell he was in our locker room when I played with the Eagles. This was years ago. This was after Jerry Maguire. Because he's the guy from Jerry Maguire. I forget the character in Jerry Maguire.
Well, he used to be on Opie and Anthony all the time when they were on YSP.
Okay.
I wonder if maybe he was here for
he was here
one
for
of those
something.
Things.
Yeah, and he stopped in the locker room. Yeah, Jay Moore, man.
All right. Well, coming up next, we haven't revisited this, but on the Brandon Graham show, we're asking about the pile and you know how everybody fights for the ball at the bottom of the pile.
Oh, yeah, bottom of the pile.
And Brandon revealed something about the bottom of the pile that was outrageous to me, and I thought he was kidding, but he wasn't kidding. So I want to find out if what he said ever happened to you.
Mm.
So we will play that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
I cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me sing. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down.
You know, I might be on my last breath with the 76ers.
So far down.
So are a lot of people.
Yeah, as Joel Embiid ruled out again tonight with a sprained foot that they said was day-to-day. He injured it on Christmas against the Celtics. When he injured it, I think was when he fell over the photographer, or he also stepped on somebody's foot.
Oh, in Boston. Yeah. In warm-ups, right?
In warm-ups, yeah. Or it was the thing later in the game where it looked like he might have twisted his ankle or something. But then he played four games afterwards, and now I think he's missed five consecutive games with the same sprained foot that they say is day-to-day. Dude, this is just the worst season, the worst Sixers basketball season.
In a while. It's been a while.
The 1920 season was bad, the Horford season. But at least there were moments in that season that we felt like they were good. You know, maybe even the season started off good. I think we started off 3-0. Man,
that was COVID year, right?
It was COVID year.
When COVID came.
Yeah, yes. And that was when Ben was injured in the playoffs,
in the bubble, yeah.
And we got swept by Boston.
Yeah.
But man, oh man, I mean, it is awful. It is truly awful, and you wonder if we are, everybody's asking, are they hiding something with the injury?
Right.
They wouldn't have, I was talking to, I don't know if he wants me to say it, a Sixers writer earlier, but they wouldn't have flown him to Orlando if they didn't think he could play. You know, and it sort of felt like they sat everyone last night because back to back, they're punting that game so they could have a real shot at this game.
Yeah.
And he's not playing in this game either. I don't know, man. It feels bad. I have no information. I don't know anything, but it feels bad.
No, it really does. And even for those that were trying to wrap their minds around, okay, maybe he misses one of the back to back games. But he's going to play, you know, at least two or three times out of the week. You'll get a chance to see him play. I don't think they were ready. None of us were ready to sort of take on this. And to where, I think Joel's played, 9 games, 10 games, something like that?
I don't know how many, but it feels like that. Yeah, I think maybe it's 13, but whatever it is. He didn't finish all the games he played in, you know.
It feels, and not only with just Joel, I mean, Paul George not being in all the time. And now we got Maxey that's a little banged up. And you got the supporting guys. Well,
Andre Drummond hasn't played in 2 weeks.
Caleb Martin's
been hurt all year.
Yes, it's...
And I don't think...
And Nick Nurse is getting older by the press conference.
Yeah, I mean, it's you can tell. He hasn't done a good job, but also I look at it and I go, what does a good job even look like this year? Maybe they have three more wins, maybe, but it's doomed anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's truly been horrible. And it's not like Sixers were expecting the Embiid thing to look like this. I think they were expecting him to play 50 games, 48 games, something like that. Not like this. Final check-in on the Twitter question, which is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. It's engagement season. Visit the only jeweler with over 2,500 Google 5-star reviews, Mark's Jewelers, online at marks-jewelers.com, which more describes how you currently feel about Nick Sirianni. I'm a Nick guy, or he's growing on me. 63.2% say I'm a Nick guy. 36.8% say he's growing on me. So I mentioned, we asked Brandon Graham, we had, I think there were two moments in the Eagles game where we didn't know who had the ball at the bottom of the pile, but the Oren Burks, the opening kickoff was the one where they were fighting over it. And I asked, well, is the entire exchange in here? So I wanted to ask Brandon about it. So here's how it went.
You mentioned the fumble that Oren caused. I'm sure you've been at the bottom of many piles fighting for a football. How tough is that? And what is the dirtiest thing you've ever done to another player to get that ball?
Well, people out there tickling people and doing all that stuff, man, it's crazy. It's crazy to try to get that ball, boy.
Tickling is a weird strategy to go with. That's a weird one,
ain't it? But when you get somebody to hit you under them arms or something, boy,
so it's an effective strategy.
It is. It's like, you ever see somebody's legs, like, gets kicking? That's what's going on.
It's funny to picture everyone at the bottom of the pile just giggling.
Oh, man.
Who can hold on to the ball while
for real. For real. If somebody on the under the pile, some old lineman, man, be out there just in there to just mess with people. That's it.
So, Ike, have you ever tickled or been tickled at the bottom of a pile when there's a loose ball?
No, too violent for that. So I'm not down there tickling people. I'm down there eye gouging.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. I've stuck my fingers inside of someone's face mask, right? Like, you poke them in the eye. To
see,
get
that's
them
what I expected Brandon to say.
Yeah, I've had my, I've had the family jewels grabbed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mike Grable.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
You dropped the ball?
No, I think it was B. West. Let me ask him tomorrow as he's joining us.
Yeah.
He muffed the punt when we played the Patriots back in 2003.
Okay.
And now it's a scramble for the ball.
Right.
And now we're all scrambling for it. And I felt like, I think I had it. I thought I had it. And all I know is all I felt was somebody grab the family jewels. And I remember screaming like a little girl. I'm just saying, I did. And all I heard was Mike Brable. What did he say? What did I say he said, Fritzy?
He said, shut up, Ike.
Yeah.
Man up.
Yeah, that's a true story, man.
Yes, oh, my God.
That Mike Brable.
Yeah. Yes, the new head coach of the.
Yes.
So you've been intimate with the head coach of the new head coach of the New England Patriots.
Yeah, man. Yeah. And like I said, I've done some things to some people in those piles, too. So, you know. I've never done that.
So no tickling and no jewels grabbing for you? All right. 215-592-9494. Seth and Media, you're on WIP.
Well, what's going on, everybody? I hope you guys are having a good day, enjoying the victory from the other day. Ike, I don't know if you remember the conversation we had last week, but you called the end of that game. I said they were going to end it with an interception, and you said, how about Quinion Mitchell?
There we go.
Man, I was psyched. I heard that. I was like, oh, he was right. That was awesome. Spike, I feel like you're going to just die on that Sixers boat, man. I am so out on basketball in this city. NBA in general has been disappointing for the last better part of a decade. But, I mean, this team, they can't get out of their own way. They haven't been able to, and it just keeps getting worse.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Not like I'm a sports talk host. I have a Sixers podcast. It's not like I can just quit. Yeah. You can quit. I don't blame you.
But I feel like you still exude that love for him. I get it. Growing up in this town, you know, being 4 for 4 like my whole life, and or you know later in years 5 for 5, whatever. But it feels like I get nothing from the fans. Get nothing from them. I mean, you're in a tough spot because you do have to talk about it, right?
Yeah. I try to. We've said this on the podcast sometimes too. There's a lot of people who listen who don't watch the games anymore, and they just sort of check in with us to figure out what's going on. So I feel like that's a responsibility. But the other thing is like you just for me, I want to see it through. Do you know what I mean? Before I start, I can't ignore them. But like this whole thing, I just have to see how it ends. It's like people who watched Lost all the way into the end or The Walking Dead. Mm-hmm. And like right around season 6, you're like, I'm ready for this to be over. And they have 3 more seasons and you just have to find out why they're on the island. Yeah. I just have to find out how it actually ends. But I have very little optimism for the rest of whatever this era is. I don't know how you could feel any differently.
No, it's almost like the circus that's been going on. It's almost like the old school. I think they said it in the movie, too, like when the people were the Howard Stern movie. They're like, well, why do people that hate him keep listening? And say, well, because I want to see what's going to happen next.
Right.
Like
right.
It's just insane. You know, it's insanity. So I wanted to talk about the game this coming week. You know, I'm feeling last week, you know, I was a little bit nervous going into the Green Bay game, and I even got put into the system as plant-based. But because of that opinion, but I feel like it was spot on. And this week, I'm not feeling any of that. I'm not feeling any nervousness. I mean, I feel like the run game is really where this team has got. I mean, we just got to ride that offensive line and Saquon Barkley right through L.A. and see where it gets us going forward.
That's what they're prepared to do. What they're prepared to do. You know, there will be a time when the other team decides we're not going to let you run, and you know you can put so many guys out there to make it, and we're going to have to take advantage of that. But since the bye week, the mission has been we ran the ball 60% of the time this year. Yeah. You know, and even looking at, I think Detroit ran 52 or 53% right. And Baltimore, and that number seemed kind of high for as high performing as those offenses were. So 60% is pretty outrageous, you know?
Well, I it is, but I want to say, I've been listening to the whole show, and you know, Chuck is so frustrating sometimes. I know you guys say that he has a point, you know, where it's hard to argue with him, at least, about Jalen. What more does this kid have to do? Like, I agree with Seth Jordan. Like, what more does he have to do? You know, so he had a bad game. You know, but right now, this time of year, right, we don't need style points, right? What we need is we need our quarterback to be good enough to win the game. And when we needed to put points up, we were able to do that because of plays that he was making or other guys on the team were
But Seth, you always need to be put. You always need to put points up. These are games that you cannot lose. So you can't the goal isn't to just like, hopefully you're up by one at the end of the game. You couldn't have watched that game on Sunday in the fourth quarter when it's 16-10 and thinking to yourself, how the hell are we going to lose a game that we got 4 turnovers with at home, including the very first play of the game where they're gifting us field position and we've got the best offensive line in football. We've got AJ Devante Saquon, and how the hell are we in this position? So to say that like, we'll get it when we need it. You always need it. You always need points. You want to try to score as much as you can. So,
well, that's antiquated because you got to.
It's like, not.
I mean, when you got to answer back, right?
No.
When a team scores, especially this time of year, you can't let a team go get 2 scores on you, you know, 3 scores on you without answering back. And all I'm saying is when we needed it, we had it. You know, and you're right. And he left a lot. There's a lot of stuff that should have been taken care of early on. 4 turnovers at home. We should have blown the doors off him. But that's what we talked about all last week was, is it going to take a little bit for this offense to get going? And this week going into it, I feel like the offense is going to be going from the get-go.
Take a little bit for the offense to get going? Like training camp started in July, Seth. They've been playing for most of the year.
3.5 weeks.
What's that?
3.5 weeks.
But it's the same thing. But Seth, I'm sorry, man. Like I'm trying to be. It's been the issues on Sunday were not any different than the issues a month ago or 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago. They're the same issues. He holds the ball too long. He doesn't get rid of it early. He gets sacked when he shouldn't. Like, all of those things are true. That doesn't mean the good things aren't there. But if you're going to tell me we'll get it when we need it, well, I want it when we have opportunities early in the game when the defense creates turnovers so we're not sweating in the fourth quarter against a team that we've significantly outplayed when we have a defensive performance that was as good a defensive performance from an Eagles team in a playoff game than that I can remember. You know, so I just, when you say what more could he do, that when we have two great wide receivers out there, throw him the ball. that's all I'm saying. It's just, it's not crazy.
He missed some throws. I just say, I hear you. I feel like he had a bad game. You know what I mean? And I am a Nick guy. And when the Eagles win a Super Bowl, Chuck can come by and get Sirianni and Jalen Hurts tattoo and all.
Yeah. All right, Seth. And at least Seth said he had a bad game. Yeah. So there you go. Hey, look. You want a new Hyundai, especially in the winter. I think about how if you need a new car in the winter, you want to feel secure in your car, right? You don't want to break down when it's cold out or there's a snowstorm. You need a brand new Hyundai. You got to go to Colonial Hyundai of Downingtown. John Ashdale, the cars are the team at Colonial, are going to give you the gold standard experience. Fast, easy, better. They're going to get you financing as low as 0% on select 2024s. And 2024s, how about this? Over 200 of them on the lot right now with yours, with your name on it, waiting. Over 80 of them are less than 30 grand. So if you're worried about price, they got you there too. And your trade, if you're worried about, oh, I'm not going to get so much for my trade, guaranteed $6,500 no matter what condition it's in. And every new Hyundai comes with Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain. Online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. See dealer for full details. OG Wade, what up, man?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
What up, OG?
Let me ask y'all a question. Y'all campaigning to get an idiot back on my show. Chuck from Mount Airy, come up here spewing all hatred. And it's like you and Jack, Spike, y'all, oh yeah, I agree with you, Chuck. let me just say this here. Let me put some respect on everything, damn it. If through a game, I understand what you want, Spike, and what every fan wants. They want to catch this ball, catch that, throw it to that player. Okay, I get all that. In that game that you're seeing where the offense sputtered, did you notice that Jalen did a quarterback draw and got a first down that was called back on a holding penalty that put us behind the chains at a 2nd and 20? You remember that one?
Yep.
So what is, and that happened three times in that game. So if Jalen gets up and complains about that, wouldn't that be weird? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's a part of the game. So when you're not going to get scored, and Jack, you talking about, we had 4 turnovers. Okay, 2 of them turnovers was a punt. One went into the end zone, it came out to the 20. The other one, Slade, picked off. That was as good as the damn punt. So we got 10 points off of 2 turnovers. So you coming into a game, and let me ask y'all a question. When would you grade Justin Herbert's performance?
F. Bad.
So bad. Okay. So what?
F.
What would you grade the Minnesota's quarterback?
F.
F.
Right. So what are you grading Jalen?
C minus, D plus.
I gave him a B plus.
Here's
oh,
the
my
thing.
Ass. No, he didn't.
No.
How about this? OG. How about this? OG, how about this? I was reading, you respect Shiel Kapadia, very smart guy, works for The Ringer. We have him on. He went back through the last 10 years. Of the 10 years of NFL playoff performances from quarterbacks, and Jalen's passing performance in terms of passing efficiency ranked 205th out of 219 performances. And every quarterback behind him in those rankings lost the game. So of 219 quarterback plays in the last 10 years, Jalen's passing performance ranked 205th. That is, you can't give that guy a good grade for that game. They won. He didn't turn the ball over. He had some tough runs. Great. But he's a quarterback. Passing's part of it, a large part of it, and he didn't do a good job.
right now. Well, you know what you just the shining part you said. You said they lost, right? Didn't you say they lost?
Yes.
Okay, Jalen won. How about that numbers? I don't have Apple State now.
All right.
I don't have Apple State now. So my point is this here, guys. The OG Wave 4.7.
Oh, my God.
All you want. Guess what? That's all that matters, Ike. That's all that matters. You can sit up here and do the Chill Capati. You can do the Elliott Shore Parks. You can do the Shady McCoys. You can do all of them. And I kicks all y'all asses.
And what is the four-point system again?
The Eagles offensive line against the Green Bay Packers D-line. Who won that battle?
That would be the Eagles offensive line.
Okay. The Eagles D-line against the Packers O-line. Who won that battle?
Oh, that'd be the Eagles D-line all day.
Who, which team rushed the ball more effectively?
Oh, that'd be the Eagles.
Which quarterback turned the ball over the least?
Oh, that'd be Jalen.
There you go.
Man, you're so, you know football.
I'm trying to tell you guys, y'all don't want to listen to me.
Well,
you know what?
Nah, we listen to you.
Yeah, we listen to you.
I get it. It's not sexy. And y'all thinking, yo, everybody, well, OG, that's common sense. Well, why are we having these conversations? If what the hell I'm saying is common sense, and every time we win those 4 points, we win the damn game. And guess what? AJ had one catch. And we won the game, and it wasn't even close.
Hold on, OG. I want you. Because you're nuts. Hold on. I don't want you to hang up because I want to read this quote from Jalen.
Okay.
Yes. This is Jalen today speaking. He was asked about his last performance and getting into a rhythm early.
So I actually have.
You got the you
I
got
have the audio of it.
Do you have it up? You ready?
Yeah.
All right, well, go ahead then. Let it roll.
We've heard you talk about getting into a rhythm. What goes into getting you into a rhythm early in the game?
It looks different. Every game is different, like I said. I think you guys need to understand that I don't play the game for anything other than to win. And my role in each game will be different, and the approach in each game is different. And you know, you just want to go out there and do your job and take advantage of opportunities, obviously. And I think some things are magnified a little bit more because there's less opportunity in certain areas. But ultimately, it's about winning the game. You know, we're talking about playoff football.
Mm. Come on, man. Yep. Talk to him, OG. That's your guy right there.
That's what I'm saying, man. I mean, I get what we're doing. But in what we're doing, there's some unknowns, like some uneducated. I'm giving you knowledge.
You
man.
Are.
Just
you
say
are.
He played bad. Just say it. Say it. He played bad, and they won. It's great.
They won in spite of him. It's okay.
Hey, it's okay.
Both of y'all, calm down. Calm down.
He
calm
played
down.
Bad.
When you say someone played bad, shouldn't the results be you lost?
No, because players play bad and teams win all the time.
That does happen all the time.
Okay. No.
When Jared Goff threw five interceptions and the Lions won the game, it's okay to say he played bad. It happens. It happens.
And Spike, you're absolutely right about that part. You see what I'm saying? But and people say, if it wasn't for the defense, this is what it's about. It's about the team. You go out there, there's times where you're going to need
We talk about the team, and we talk about the players. We're on 4 hours a day, 5 days a week, and one of the most important players is the quarterback who didn't play that well. Okay. Jeez, Louise. The text line. He got to me.
He finally got it. It's all right.
Oh, but yeah, it usually happens around this time.
I'll be there as long as you could.
Text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
So Spike gets to decide what the rules are to be a Nick guy now? How about I decide if Spike is even allowed to be a Nick guy at all? Ken and Cinnaminson.
Ah. Oh. But by the time Ken started criticizing me, I was a Nick guy
you
at that point.
A Nick guy.
Yeah. Just like he calls him special and he goes overboard. He does like the Elliot thing. Ken's like the Elliot of Kent's. What's next?
I was a Nick guy until I heard Spike's open on the show today. Brian Baldinger.
Ah, that's very funny.
No, but he did say today. Good point, Spike.
Yes, I got a good point out of him.
Yes.
Yes. After he, well, there was the one point where I was like, well, whatever. What's next?
Spike today. Nick Sirianni is a great coach. I am a Nick guy.
Right.
Spike on Monday if the birds lose. Big show today, guys. I have found podcast audio of Rex and Rob Ryan saying Nick Sirianni isn't half the coach their dad was. Frank in Ardmore.
Now, the one thing you can say about, you can say I'm wrong. I don't flip-flop very often.
No.
I stick. I stick to my takes.
You have some conviction.
Sometimes, maybe too long, some may say. What's next?
Nobody plays anymore. Broads' new Sixers in 3 seconds segment.
Sixers in six.
Yep.
As we call it. Sixers in six. What's next?
After snatching defeat from the jaws of victory, we all worried that Penn State fans had lost their trademark smugness. But Chris in Middletown's call today confirmed it is alive and well. We are Alex in Lancaster.
Chris is the most smug caller we have.
Yeah, but well,
what?
Ken's got some smugness.
Oh yeah, Ken from Cinnaminson. Ken makes better points than Chris does.
Well, yeah,
yeah. Except for the whole Alec Boehm thing. What's next?
Spike, Baldy. The last time the Eagles played the Rams, they had their best offensive performance. My question is Candy Corn more likable than Jalen Hurts? Mark in Montco.
Candy Corn.
I was trying to see if Baldy would disagree with me that it was their best offensive performance, and he didn't. He just took it and kept going.
Yeah,
and
kept rolling.
Moved right along.
Yeah. Speaking of taking it, you know,
this guy. That's a transition, though.
Yeah. You know, athletes.
It's called a big dose of D.
Athletes, for when they prepare, they use supplements.
Yes.
Right.
To I know about that.
Be at peak performance.
No, yes. You don't.
Be at peak performance. You want to be at peak performance?
Where?
With your lady.
Yeah.
In the bedroom.
Yeah, in the bedroom.
Yeah.
Or maybe with your fella. Whatever you choose.
Yeah, whatever your
choice. In the bedroom.
Yep.
Blue Chew gets you there, buddy.
Yeah, and I'm telling you, it's not. We're in a new day and age, right?
I was going to say this.
The idea of being embarrassed by this.
No.
Guess what, fellas? We don't have to be.
Nope.
Because quite frankly, a lot of us need it.
Yes.
We're just too, we feel like it's uncool to actually have to do it. But you know what? You know who appreciates it more than anyone? Your partner.
Yes. It's about going from good to great sometimes.
Yes, it's okay.
It's okay. Yes. So Blue Chew, same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, Staxin, in chewable form. Mm-hmm. Chewable. So it could be last minute. You get the text message on your way home. Tonight's the night. Yeah. Pop.
Is that the sound you have to make too?
Well, and the great thing about chewing it, gets into the bloodstream faster.
Oh yes, oh yes. Blue Chew online prescription service. No visits to the doctor.
Mm-mm.
No weird conversations.
Mm-mm.
No waiting in line at the pharmacy right next to some old ladies wondering if you have a cold or something.
Yep.
Ships right to your door in a discreet package.
I mean, as we learned earlier, even the envelopes are hard.
Yes.
Yeah. Stiff.
Look, I'm telling you, Blue Chew is the way to go. And you just log on, you meet with one of their licensed medical providers. They find out which of those ingredients is best for you. And free. What's better than high performance? Free high performance. Blue Chew's going to let you try it for free. First month free. So go to BlueChew.com. You do your little consultation. You get the discreet package in the mail. First month for free. And then you'll be ready to
do it.
And chew it.
Chew it and do it.
Chew it and do it.
Yes.